The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Of all they stole away, how many lives they slain. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we knew under your colonial spell. And all those fans that chin that chin.
And good afternoon, good day, happy hump day. This is a Talking Heads Wednesday. Yes, this your boy Pearly in the house today, filling in for Naughty. You know, this is the beginning of the year, so all them corporate gigs coming up and you got it. People want to hear something funny. He think he funny. Some of them think he funny. Yes, he's funny. So he's doing this thing today. I'm filling in. So good to be here with you today on a Wednesday afternoon. How are y'all doing? But we need to let you know you got to become Talking Head today. You got to help me out today. Just let me let you know that.
Here's how you can become a Talking Head. Brought to you by BTC.
And that is so easy. 323-623-316-2316. 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. Always can call me toll 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. And if you're shy but the phone, you can text me. The text line is powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Good to be here. Oh, this is a great, it's a nice, cool, I think it's like a nice day, really cool, comfortable day. I had to put on no AC last night. I wasn't allowed to put on the fan, so it was a nice, comfortable night last night. I hope you guys had a good night. I hope your 2025 has started out good and moving well. So far, so good for Pearly. But let's find out what's going on in the headlines.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
Former CID chief charged. Prominent attorney will face charges. Boy, hurts my heart. PM to give national address on crime and economy. IDB report lack of skilled labor could be hindering economic growth. PHA says it's committed to reaching agreement with the CPSA. Pay them doctors. Pay them doctors, man. Make sure they're straight. In the business section, reach. Most resorts met or were just shy of 2024 budget forecasts. It would be safe to say that most properties were pleased with their end-of-year performance. IDB report, lack of skilled labor could be hindering economic growth. New developer being sought for digital jitney bus pass. Interesting. An oil firm to decide on Bahamas license interest within 6 months. I see gas making a little dip, 5:30 at Rubis. 5:33 at Esso and 5:38 at Shell. Okay, ain't getting much lower than that. So, everybody, how y'all doing? What's going on? Right away, we got a caller. Let's just jump on the call lines, man. What the hell? Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, good day, buddy.
How are you, my brother?
What are you saying? Last week, you said that they wasn't picking up the garbage, right?
No, they still ain't picking it up. I just complained again this morning.
But then I hear you out today saying they pick up the next.
That's morning. A week ago. That's a whole week of going on, 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you owe me for that for last week. You want to pick it up again?
They need to come twice a week as proposed. What I want to know is, did these guys get their December check? Because they ain't collect no garbage in December.
But when I tell you what to do, they pick it up the next morning.
They did come the next morning. I was going to take your advice, but they did come the next morning.
So why don't you try it now?
No, because it ain't really my friend's house out Hanna Road.
Well, you're talking about a different area.
That's it. But guess what? Both areas. boat areas and all up and down Hanna Road, Joe Farrington Road, all around there. They ain't collecting the garbage.
Well, do what I tell you to do to tell your friend that I'm carrying the garbage by the constituency.
Now, let me ask you a question. You got job letter when I go, you can get me from Nassau Street?
From Nassau Street?
Yeah.
I can sign the bill, man. I can play anybody. You know, but they ain't going to do nothing. You see what it is. You carry the Wendy there, right? And say, man, I come to leadership for the minister.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, you tempting me, you know, because it's ridiculous. And I calling on Miss Chisholm to get the act together, man. Are you cutting them? Buddy, are they taking money from them? Or are they still getting their full pay to not collect garbage?
Buddy, this is first rotten the whole day of government.
True,
you
true.
Do what I gotta do fast, what I tell you to do fast before the rest of the people get there before you. They ain't gonna pick up. You do it, and then you go on, and then when the rest of them follow the same thing. Then they come down, so.
All right, I got you. I got you. You really tempted me. You really, really giving me an idea. Happy New Year, my brother. Take care. But serious, man. Miss McKenzie, I calling you out, man. Get on these people and environment to collect the garbage on a timely basis. It is ridiculous that garbage all over the place, rodents. People got to keep the garbage in their house. This shouldn't be, man. Garbage overflowing. You know when Environmental Health used to do the garbage? You get a guarantee by Christmas Eve your garbage collect because them fellas are expecting that fruit cake, that little bottle or something. But this crew, I ain't getting you nothing. Y'all getting 30, 40, 50, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 grand a month. And you can't collect the garbage you live in large? I hope they ain't get paid in December. The people who collecting the garbage in Chippenham, the people who collecting the garbage off Joe Farrington Road, Hanna Road, I hope because they collect the garbage twice in December for both, I hope they ain't get their money. I would be very upset. I really want to know, and I can try to find out if they get their money, because somebody got to let me know, did they get paid? Call you on the air.
Good day, Pearly.
What's up, brother?
GNN, you take your pressure pills?
Yeah, man, I good, I good.
I don't want our pressure go up.
I good.
good. See, well, why the fellas ain't collect the garbage for you in December? That's when them striking things do it, when they count, right?
Yeah.
They ain't collect your garbage, Pearly, because they ain't get paid.
Well, all right, if that's what it is, they need to come out and say that so I can know.
But you know they ain't want to lose a contract like that. But that's
I ain't going to call no name. I can just say I hear the garbage people didn't get paid. But guess what? They didn't do a good job in November, October, September, August, or July.
Yeah, the fellas, them slunk him like everything else. They take a little while to pay. But pretty, in addition to the car collect, the car, we running a fair state pretty because if you can't collect the garbage, we ain't got no license plate on the car. The insurance, they tampering with the insurance. We ain't got no this, we ain't got no that, really.
It ain't good.
I go on today to the hospital day. You know, I just go 3 times a week from a treatment.
Yeah.
And I got a prescription written up for me today. Go send a nurse to go get my prescription, cash in my prescription. Now he's come back, say, the pharmacy closed. I said, well, what happened? There's something going wrong. I know. Say, they don't open till, they only open till 3 o'clock in the day. Really, what kind of nonsense is that, really?
We got a 24-hour hospital, but the pharmacy opened till 3 o'clock in the day.
O'clock in the day, really?
You know, doctor's hospital pharmacy does not close. It's open 24 hours. Yes.
What in the hell, Dr. Davil, them doing?
Oh.
Tell you people is ferrying in and out the hospital, up and down all day, all night, and you got the pharmacy closed at 3 o'clock?
See, I can tell you what the fella tell me yesterday. I was complaining. He tell me, don't blame me. I vote PLP. That's what he tell me.
No, I have an M.
He didn't say that much. That's what he tell
me. But, that's a major concern that I have. I don't know if they're doing it fairly like they're doing everything else to the hospital. Well, you go to the public hospital. The public hospital is supposed to be free. Taxpayers pay for that.
Yeah.
But when you get there, if your eye leaking or you broke a leg like me or something like that, and they tell you, well, the hospital ain't got the stuff that you need, come to my private clinic. They tell me $50,000 to fix my leg. I go into the public hospital to get some services, and they tell me I need $50,000 to come to the clinic. Pretty, what the hell going on?
No,
the pharmacy?
Somebody tell me the same thing the other day. Their mummy broke a hip. They tell them the hospital can't, nothing you can do for them. Then they pull them on the side and say, bring 20 grand, I can get it fixed. At a time.
But guess what? When I tell the surgeon, I say, mister, I'm at the public hospital. That's what I come here for. I say, where in the hell am I supposed to get $50,000 from to fix my leg, man? The hospital should have the parts and procedures.
If you had the $50,000, you wasn't going to that hospital. You was going to the private hospital.
Thank you very much. But anyway, listen. he tell me the hospital don't have this, don't have that, right? I said, but I support my NIB. We are going to pay $50,000 to go get a leg fixed. What you all need to fix in the first place? Property in the first place. You know what he tell the fellow who's writing me up? That appointment? Oh, bring him back in 6 months.
Wow.
Well, he's something ain't right.
Really. Before you go, I talked to a fellow who had a garbage contract under the previous government. Cut him and send someone else to collect the garbage. They ain't cutting nobody here, and they ain't sending no one else to collect the garbage.
What do you think happened this time, then?
I want to know.
Thank you.
All right.
Inquiring minds. Thanks for thinking about
wants that. To know. Boy, I tell you, call up. You are on the air with Pearly. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly, what's happening, man? Happy New Year and all the best this year, man.
To you too, my brother, and your family.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question.
Anything.
The Prime Minister got to say to the Bahamian people tonight. What can he say to us tonight?
They say he's talking about crime and the economy.
Okay, let's talk about crime. What you can tell us about crime?
He can say we got a commissioner who come with a plan, and he can give the commissioner a chance to do some things. Ray, ray, rah, rah. The economy
can
get better.
Yeah, but they elect the commissioner to fix the fight no crime or to fix the crime problem or to fix the traditional problem. We elect him to do that. Elect him to put the policies in place. You know what I mean? What can you possibly say to the Bahamian people about crime?
Well, I guess I can be listening at 8 o'clock because I really want to hear what the brother got to say.
You know, about the economy. What can you say to us about the economy?
Cost of living is too high. You know, you got to live and staple in. Don't try to live out east.
You tell us the cost of living is high because we need expensive money.
Yeah, that's what he say.
That's what you tell us.
Yeah, don't eat salmon. Eat some shad.
Sardine.
Yeah, and sardine.
Yeah, what can you possibly tell us now?
Is he going to tell us he's not going to take any bunch of trips this year?
Exactly. What can he possibly do now? Ninth hour. What can you do? You could do this in 3 years. So now all of a sudden you got this, what? What you can tell us?
And it's very interesting to see that this is coming because we have the midterm budget debate coming up really soon. I'm very anxious to see where our economy is at. Rumor has to be like $200 million over budget for the first quarter.
I mean, this dude just recent people to him and like the old people said, yes, yucking up people that face tonight. Because you ain't got nothing to say to us.
So what you telling them, ring the bell?
Ring the bell.
Okay.
Don't even ring the bell. Throw the bell out the window.
Or he could put a Trudeau or a Dr. Raleigh. That you want to do that?
Even better. Because, I mean, don't waste our time tonight, man.
Anyway. I understand, brother. Let it out. That's fine. I understand how you feel, you know.
I just sick and tired of the grandstanding. I just sick and tired of the pomp and pageantry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time you see me on the tarmac, or he coming off the tarmac, I mean, he been traveling around the world, trying to fix the world, but forgetting us. So now what you can come tell us now?
We can find out at 8:05. By then, we'll know what's going on.
I got to see if I can watch SpongeBob or something. I ain't going to waste my time. All right, man. Take care.
All right, brother. Interesting. Oh, boy. This ain't a happy country. This is not a happy country. I hope y'all know that. Let's see what we got on the text line. Pearly, a joke for the day. Put the garbage in the potholes. Hey, ain't enough garbage to put in the potholes. How many potholes we get? That's the next thing on my case. There's a pothole outside on Delancey Street in front of St. Francis. There's a pothole on East Bay Street in front of the pilot house, the smoke shop right there. That's been there almost a year. Almost a year. Pothole on Market Street. Pothole on Robinson Road. Pothole everywhere. Why these potholes aren't getting filled? I don't understand this. You're the mother of red fellas in power. You all just eat them for breakfast. But you're letting these dudes get away with everything. And they ain't saying nothing. But God, good for the goose. Got to be good for the gander. Boy. But anyway. Good day, Pearly. What do you think those Valley boys on the way forward in the new year? Because Saxon ain't playing, my brother. They need to get some, you know, because it's ridiculous. Hi, Pearly. Happy New Year. Fill me in, please. Environment Help doesn't collect the garbage anymore. They give private contracts. Back in the day, when there's on Blue Hill Road, right where the park is right now, the trucks were there. They used to go around. I think when Roscoe, I can't remember his last name, was the person in charge, and the government had the trucks. They changed that and started giving private garbage contracts out to private garbage companies, which is supposed to improve the efficiency, lessen the expense to the Ministry of the Department of Environment, because they ain't got to keep trucks maintained. They ain't got to pay license. They ain't got to pay insurance. They ain't got to pay staff. They ain't got to pay NIB. They ain't got to do none of that stuff. And it was going good, you know. I could have, when I was living in Seabreeze, I could have trusted that twice a week, I know my garbage getting collected. I didn't have a problem to worry about that. It was like clockwork. You could almost time it. You could say, oh, no, they're coming on today. We know they're coming Thursdays. You know they're coming Sunday. Put the garbage out. Make sure I empty all the garbage in all the rooms, the bathrooms. Make sure the garbage, yeah. But now, you don't know. I put the garbage out yesterday for my friend, and the garbage pile up. Why is that, man? You getting a big chunk of money every month. If you get $30,000 a month, some getting more, some getting a little less. It ain't costing you that much to collect the garbage. It ain't costing you that in salaries and everything. It ain't. Now, if you ain't getting paid and you holding out, then come tell the press that so we can know, so we can let them know your garbage ain't collect because environmental didn't pay you or treasury ain't pay you. Let us know that. Don't let me beat up on you if you're not collecting the garbage and you know you... Child, when my daughter say, child, please. Good day. Been telling dude to ring the bell. Yeah, people calling. Pearly, there was a big drug bust at the container port in Freeport. Three people are being questioned. We ain't playing. I wonder how much get through, though. I wonder how much got through. And I am appalled. I am sitting on my edge of the seat. Every time I look at some corrupt stuff going on, man. This hurt my heart to see these gentlemen charged. The leader of the CID, a prominent lawyer. I know him. I know him. I know his family. I feel for his mother. I know she's going through hell right now. A sergeant in the police force. What is going on? That's one we ain't even hearing more about, the one in New York. I mean, that more stuff, can that come out? We need a commission of inquiry. I just want to ask the question, was there one being planned? Was there one being planned? I hear so-so. Was there one being planned? Somebody get to answer that, because they're coming to ask that soon. This is Pearly. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM is a Talking Heads Wednesday. So happy to be here with you today. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let me know what you think, man. Should he ring the bell?
Could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the ground. It goes by so long on the plantation. I may never get paid.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onion, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouth-watering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People not fire, but now we got Babylon and the free Jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me.
And we're back. This is the Talking Heads Wednesday on Guardian Radio. Nah, boy, open. Dexter, yeah, that's open a can of worms. Corruption was under your administration as well, Pearly. First of all, I had no administration. I wasn't running no government. But second of all, if you're talking about the former administration, yeah, I supported them at the time. But guess what? Where they at? There's the opposition. You know, vote them out. And these other people promise y'all better. So don't come and tell me, yes, it might have been there, but they ain't there no more. And I got to say mo, because I ain't going to say it no more. And in the words of the present Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Honorable Fred Mitchell, y'all is the government fix it. You are the government fix it. Don't come and tell me corruption is under. Yeah, it might have been, but they paid for that by being voted out and got a new leader. Carla, you are on the air. How you doing? Caller, you are on the air. How are you? Don't listen to your radio. You know, listen to your phone.
President, good evening, Party.
What do you say, Sparky? Sparky, don't want to cost me and you follow today now. I listen it.
No.
Okay.
Party, you know, it was a rough, rough weekend.
Okay.
I hear a lot of things you talk about. There's a lot of things people complain about. They complain about the callers that call in. They complain about the talk show hosts. But this has become a profession in the Bahamas, because I know even before it started, there's people that have made careers of becoming talk show hosts, and people have become very, very popular and whatever it is by becoming callers.
Uh-huh.
And there's things that happen. These talk shows have brought governments down.
Yes.
And put governments and take them back out.
Yes.
Send me the same talk show.
Yes.
These people have brought policemen down.
Mm-hmm.
This is more Defense Force officers down.
Yes.
These same callers have promoted people. We brought pastors out of the pulpit for things they did to children.
Yes.
We've done a lot. The same talk show. Guardian's made a whole bunch of millions of dollars by the same talk show. But never was around. The sponsors have made money out of this. But let me tell you something. Talk show, whatever they said was Sparky. This was a horrifying weekend. I'm going through medical problems right now.
Yes.
On Saturday, me and my friend decided we'd just take the dogs for a ride. Went by Street Boy on Nassau Street. Went for a ride around East, came around Yamaka, came down Robinson Road. Bam, by Robinson Road and East Street, be on this traffic line. Stop. All of a sudden, we have bam in the back of us. Somebody rammed us from behind. I had whiplash. My driver had whiplash. The person came to the driver's side, told us to move. So we decided not to move because we didn't know anybody was hurt. I started to take out my phone. I said, call the police. The person moved in the front of us early. Looked like they was parking on the side of the road to come and assist us. And they pulled off and they gone. Left us.
Did you get the license plate number?
The person behind them got the license plate number.
Okay.
Now we went to the police up on East West Highway.
Uh-huh.
Had to do all the reporting.
Uh-huh.
Police did all the reports. Now they forward us to the PMH hospital. gone in there. Not a wheelchair for us to sit in to move around. We had to shut in from one doctor. It took us 7.5 hours to see the first doctor.
Yeah.
Then from there, examine us. Before we go to register to take the x-rays, we want another 8 hours to see our doctor. Mm-hmm. Then we get to go to the register to get the x-rays. Then we went to get the x-rays. Pearly, I can make it quick. Pearly, that was Saturday evening, about 6:30 when we reached the hospital. Pearly, we watched breakfast come in. We watched the first doctor that we saw that morning come back to work.
Wow.
Miss Burris was the first one. We saw doctors leave till the next evening. We leaving the hospital at 7:30 Sunday evening.
Wow.
Pearly?
A whole 24 hours.
We made 7:30 Sunday evening. We saw doctors change. Doctors by themselves with no nurses as assistants. People begging doctors. Pearly, listen to this bad one. A white lady in there crying. I went to the day, said, Miss Ramanu, she's from Germany. She's an athlete that ran in the Paradise, in the Olympics, whatever the last Olympics, whatever.
Paris Olympics, huh?
She was down here, but she is a German athlete from Germany, going to school in the United States, came to visit the Bahamas with her schoolmate. She was here training, swimming, and running the beaches.
Uh-huh.
Woke up Saturday morning, couldn't walk. Her spinal was twist. This woman was walking like in the shape of an S. Tears coming on this white woman's eye. Nobody even coming to see her. We left that woman there crying.
Wow.
She saw no doctors up to the time we left. She's a guest in the Bahamas. I'm saying no doctors even had a nurse assistant with them.
Sparky.
The sign said that hospital is a scary place to go to.
Yeah, I know. Sparky, I had a friend.
It has nothing to do with PLBI for them.
It is a scary place. I had a friend airlifted out from the islands, from a family island, at 6 o'clock on Thursday. Did not see a doctor till 6 o'clock Friday morning. And that was only to get some pain relief. And did not get out of A&E till Sunday morning. Sunday morning from Thursday evening, 6 o'clock.
And not only that.
No doctors,
Not only that, but listen, the doctors on the TV stood around with the government, and the government, they gave the government 3 months to discuss the proposal for them to get a pay raise, because doctors are getting ready. They tired of working double shift. They got no double nurses assistant. The government then playing around with some union contract, and the nurses are getting the doctors and nurses are getting ready to walk off their job.
And listen, them doctors put in 60, 80-hour weeks in. You hear me? 60. You have a work week is 40 hours. So
but
imagine you...
Think about this, buddy. We are the third largest economy in the Western Hemisphere, next to Canada and America, and we can't even take care of a little small hospital right down Cherry Street. My God.
I know them long time. Them people is yours. What are you doing, Dr. Dabble? What's going on? That fence been around A&E for over 2 years now, 3 years. When are you going to finish that? When are we going to do some things to take care of the Bahamian people? They put you in there. Fix it, man. Fix it. It's getting tiring. And I call you in there.
I call you
in there.
My
brother, how are you?
Holding, get a little hoarse because of, you know, a draft.
You gotta cover yourself good, baby. Put one little scarf around your neck.
Yeah, man. I'm all right. That's just from John Canoe.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I want to say, right? Excuse me. I've experienced a couple of several months back. I can't recall how many months. I went to the hospital that afternoon. When I got from there, that was the next day,
uh-huh.
Day was clean. You know what I'm saying? When I say day clean,
yeah, bright sun out, the sun out.
I'm telling you, man. Man, they got to do something there. Somebody need to do something.
Why are you going there and spending 10, 12, 24 hours before you get some kind of service in A&E?
You see what I'm saying?
Why, man, what's going on? Somebody got to answer that question. Somebody can tell me why.
I got there because of the air conditioner. And I went there with just one.
Put him a blanket, comforter, and an overcoat, and a winter jacket.
I'm telling you, for real. They got to, man.
Something has to be done.
The people were cold, right? They at least got to turn down their condition after being there all those hours. We got to fix this country some kind of way. Really, you sound like you for that other party.
It don't matter who I support, you know. I'm just saying this. All I want is good governance. We have the PLP in power at this moment. They need to fix things. If they can't fix things, step aside.
Well, what I will currently say is this. When you all get in power, you all forget me. That's my point. That's my main point. Hey, please, y'all do well, man. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Brayman. You're branding me. Mr. Pelosi, you're Brayman branding me. I when I'm on the show, I'm neutral, and I want to know that. I try not to let my politics get into any conversation we're having because I want it to be understood that it's all about the callers and let me know how you feel. I can tell you how I feel. All right, I can say exactly how I feel. I'm disappointed in the direction our country is going in. And I don't care who was there. I worry about who is there now. I don't care who was there because you can't tell me you lose an election in 2017 and you continue carrying on as the good opposition. When you win, you can tell that one who you beat, they can't talk. No, man, anybody got to be able to talk because if you ain't doing it right, they can tell you you ain't doing it right. You made promises. You said you'll get certain things done and it ain't happening. It ain't happening. Now when you try pile up all these things before election, how that look? When you had 3 years to do it, now your last year and a half or your last year, whatever, you trying to, no. Call you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
Hey, they ain't get no better. They ain't get trouble from Jump Street. And for you to go to doctors, you got to got about $3,000.
You'd be surprised. The money like dirt you got to have to go to doctors, and they charge you for one little band-aid.
No, when you go in, I said, you charge me $3,000.
I know. We had to come up with to take my mom to the hospital. And they charge you for a band-aid. They charge you for the little piece of wood they put in your mouth to hold your tongue down to look. I forget what you call it. They charge you for everything.
And then where you only could end up going to PMH because, you know, him and people don't come up with that. That's a lot of money.
I have to go to PMH. But when I go, I carry my... I realize if I have to go to doctors, I carry my little pouch with me, my band-aid, my wrap, my everything in it. So, yeah, use this. Use that.
But boy, they still can charge you the $3,000.
Probably so.
That's how they go, boy. But clearly, you know, my favorite subject is the road, man.
Man, listen.
It's the worst I ever see the roads, man.
I, for real, man. This for real. I don't care. When the mother fellas, it wasn't this bad.
Yeah, it wasn't this bad.
Yeah, and when Ingram was there, he built whole road. You had to vote him out because he built whole road for you. Now, be satisfied every time he goes
in
the
pothole. If you come a grand these ministers, I hope you do that. Who the what? But that one who's in charge of the Ministry of Waste of the Road, he get half for me long time.
Man, he's a fisherman for me from the island, man. He don't know about no roads.
Yeah, but then this country got plenty cars, and then they be collecting plenty tax from car license.
The minister busy making TikTok. He busy making TikTok. He ain't worrying about the roads. Every time I lucky on a new TikTok.
Right, I had one hole in front of my place maybe about 6-7 months.
Brother.
They mark it. That take 2 months before he come back. The fella come the other day with something in his mouth, BD or something in his mouth. He come. And then he only come digging around. I mean, he still got someone there. Still got to come back bring the car.
How long it take just to fix a pothole?
I tell you.
20 minutes, 15 minutes? There's a big pothole on East Bay Street opposite the marina, right there in front of the place. I see smoke shop, vapor, something like that. Big hole, I've been there for almost a year.
Yeah, but something, he maybe need to move that minister. I you know me and you, Rob, me and you talk about this. I said to myself, they need to hire a couple paving team.
The paving team that's supposed to fix the potholes. Hear me clear. The paving team, what they call themselves, the pothole patrol, they work directly for the ministry. They're in the government payroll. They're on the ministry payroll. Them. But
no,
they're busy playing back.
I don't want the full pavers.
I don't want the ones responsible for fixing these potholes.
No. That's that who I see today. They work for the ministry.
Well,
man, no, that fella come and beat him out. He's trying to go off here.
But you think, really?
He got contract.
When last you been? You play domino? You could play domino? You could play domino?
Yeah, I'll match you to that. I end up winning too.
Go teach them then, because that's all they did, playing domino all day in the back there.
Well, mommy be joking, but it shouldn't have been, because if we pay all this license for car, gas, stock, we should have the best roads.
Best roads and the man flying away every minute, getting away again soon.
And then speaking about Cow Pen Road, they've been there a whole year trying to pave that one little section of road between State Avenue to Blue Road. I don't know if they finish it yet.
Please.
Go, come back, go.
Please.
The road in Curl Harbor going for the fence for us.
Please.
They done been there three times, and they ain't reached the fence for us yet.
Anyway.
Hello?
I gone on that one.
Yeah, man, they ain't still, and then see, the thing about it, you can't say you ain't get the money because we pay enough tax on license and gas.
So I mean to see,
be better. I go in on this. It'd be so bad that I don't hardly want to drive nowhere.
Real talk.
To be honest with you.
Real talk. I'm anxious to see this midterm budget. I'm very anxious to see this midterm budget. Tex, I agree with Brayman. When y'all come and fix it, LOL, you better behave, yo. Behave. Good day, been telling it. Don't dream, say Sam's going to fix that hospital. Not a PLP or FM. I say Sam's can fix the hospital. But I know what he was doing was a little more than what they're doing now. I know that much, whether you like him or not. He's doing more than he's doing now. PM said, no money for commission of inquiry and bell ring in October 26th. He meant a sketch swing. Well, why? What they was doing down on Bernard Road? What were they doing on Bernard Road to that place before they decided to make it a family court? Ask that question. Answer that question. Answer what they was doing down there. Talking about commission of inquiry. You find out this wasn't going to turn out the way you wanted it to. It's amazing we have 2,000 miles of road in Freeport. The government repos from 150 miles, and we pay the government for 2,000 miles to ride on. Callie on there. How you doing? Callie, you there? I guess not. You ain't patient enough. Callie on there. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Billy. How you doing, man?
All right, here, brother.
All right. Really, one day, talk to Jose you'll have on the show. They'd ask the question, what would we like to see the government propose, like, you know, in the future government? And one of the things that I call the show and I propose that they should bring an act or something to protect and encourage whistleblowers, right?
Yes.
And I heard in the news today that Attorney General Ryan Pinder, that's his name?
Yeah.
He was saying something about exactly that. About a bill that would encourage whistleblowers and reward them. And he was saying how necessary they are, you know, that kind of way.
I agree. But the problem with this government is they bring these bills and they never gazette them. They passed the Marijuana Act the other day. You see anything enacted yet?
No, sir. But I mean,
I can name a bunch of bills they pass and they ain't signed up here. They plumbing us. They go in there, we bring this and they're not signing these bills into law.
Say things for so we could hear it, so we would say, okay, they're in the right direction. But like you said before, they never enforce these things.
Exactly.
But this is something though that I feel as if we could take advantage of though.
I agree with you. I like it. If they do that, I'd be very happy. That way some things we'll get a lot of corruption out. And you can't have a clear place of all the corruption, but we'll do a big chunk of it out because people can talk, especially if you could get one couple of dollars for talking.
Yes, of course. That's what I'm trying to say now. But like how you were saying too, Purdy. They bring these things up, but they never finalize it, right?
Right.
What we could do in this case, right, is we could make sure they finalize it. If they, you know, I didn't get a full understanding of how far the bill was, or you know what I mean. But like you said before, that's exactly what they do. So in this case, since we know that, we could make sure that they push this thing because we understand how beneficial a whistleblower act could be for us. You know that kind of thing. So this is one time that we have another opportunity to hold their feet to the fire.
Exactly.
So they can put in place something that we can benefit from, because once they put that in place and once they make that law, and then we will then encourage individuals on the job that when they see something or hear something to speak up, because they could be rewarded, and then be the public needs to, like, you know what I mean, treat them like heroes.
Yeah.
You know that kind of thing. So all I'm trying to say, it's a good thing that that the bill is mentioned, but like I said before, we the people need to try and make sure that it reaches the point where it needs to reach, so it can become something that we can use.
I agree.
You know, and the thing about snitching is that people, like nowadays in our modern society, snitching is seen as something that's bad, right?
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be, because snitching, the name among black people, is because slavery time.
Yes.
you know, when we were on the plantation.
You were telling and then, the slave owners,
yeah,
things, yeah.
So the person who's a snitch will go and tell the slave master what he's done it.
Yeah.
And that's where the snitch can get the negative
connotation
thing
to
from.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but nowadays, yeah. But nowadays, if somebody kill your relative or do something, you doesn't, you know what I mean, the right thing you do.
Is to report
for someone to like talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, you'd want someone to snitch.
Yep.
You know that kind of way. So we need to watch how we talk about snitches, get ditches, and all these other stuff like that, because yeah, and understand where the term originated from, and now understand that we need them type things in our society today in order for society to function properly.
Amen.
But always a good show, brilliant. Like I said before, we really need to pay attention to the whistleblower thing.
Yes.
And
okay.
make sure that they enact it, and make sure that it becomes something that we can use. Man.
I agree with you 100%.
Always a good show, buddy. Take care, man.
Thank you, my brother. Tech says, Pearly, let's celebrate Papa Hubert Ingram Day. Ingram showed all governments how to get the work done. Show me your motion. Call you on there. How you doing?
Yeah, Pearly, I called back, right?
Uh-huh.
When I went to Drunkno, right, you know I was Russia with Saxons, right?
Use Russia with Saxons? You sure? I thought you tell me use Russia with someone else.
What?
You mean that's joined the Saxons because they've been for Australia?
No, but I started the Saxons, me and Willa.
I know, I'm only teasing you.
Oh, okay. Look here. What I was going to say, right? When the drunk, you know, when I came back, they all was ready, cracked my lock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they came close. At least some of my warm ups.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? These guys aren't 10 feet off me since they get. No. They need to go work.
Yeah, they need to work. I agree.
They want me to go. Pick up some hardwood what they
no,
got.
No, you ain't got to. No, they need you to bust no car.
Like that.
Yeah.
But I don't like people coming my place, you know, invading my privacy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I carry my warm-up clothes. I got all kind of clothes in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
One couple of coats or you know, something like that. You know what I'm saying?
They shouldn't take nothing. Take nothing. That's you. That's you. You earn them stuff. They ain't your theirs.
I agree.
All right.
These niggas joking, man.
Something
needs to be done in Spencer off Mason's edition.
We do. We're running out of time, Brayman. I ran again. Good day, let me see. Good day, Pearly. The problem at road traffic is that they are trying to turn the road traffic department as a police station. The two persons there at the top are former police officers and have no idea on how the road traffic department is run. The insurance situation is really a police matter, and they are trying to make the department responsible for police work. If a person is stopped by the police, it's the police job to check their credentials. Correctamundo. Not the department being held responsible for ensuring that the insurance is valid for more than 6 months. I agree. Call you on the air. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Pearly.
Yes, dear.
This can be sure. You know the song? Look what you get when you are
tired
of
what
you had.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay. Look what you get when you're tired of what you had. Real talk. The people, see, this 2025, we a year away from an election. I don't want you piling up stuff on us saying this getting done, that getting done, this getting done. No. Because we ain't that fool no more. Stuff that you should have done in 21, 22, 23, and 24, don't try doing 25 and 26. Mind do them, but I don't want you to try taking the credit and say you're getting them done because it's too late. Fix the roads, man. Get the hospital in order, man. Get your act together, man. Stop traveling so much, bro. Live up to your promises. Commissioner Knowles, I pray for you there. I'm praying for you, Commissioner Knowles. I want you to do well. Clean up the police force. Don't worry about it. If they mad at you, know why? Just do your job. Heavy the head that wears the crown. I want to see you do well. What I don't want to see is some stupidness by the police and trying to play hard like we reinforcing the law and getting really stupid on the road with people. Turn them body cams on so the world can see what you're saying. Hey, Pearly, what you expect to hear from the PM speech election coming? But I don't know. Like, I really don't know. He said he's going to talk about the economy. I really can't predict what he's going to say. Do not Boy, it has been a good hour. I want to thank you for the short time with me. When we get back, we can talk a little bit of sports. Ain't much sports to talk right now. No football, but playoffs coming up. Baseball close. Spring training in 2 months. Basketball is where you put more. Hockey booming. College basketball booming, men and women. Can't wait for the WNBA and my Angel Reese. Anyway, this has been Pearly on the Talking Heads Wednesday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. When we get back, we can talk some sports. Get into it. Thank you so much for the calls. Thanks for the texts. Take time.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Pinda has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in 4 colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinda Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the 4 in the Sky series.
Crunch your KFC craving with a KFC Value Box for just $9.95. Get a piece of our golden fried chicken, crispy fries, cheesy mashed potatoes, 3 juicy all-white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a sweet dessert biscuit, and a 16-ounce soda, all for just $9.95. Now that's a deal. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Value Box today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger looking good.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie. It's Wednesday. It's the hump day. We're going to get over the hump together with my lucky 3-ball in my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today's number in the 3 pelotas, 817. 8-1-7, that's your 3-ball, your lucky 3-ball from me, Cuban Willie. Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. On Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you are your crook and good.
And welcome back. Sports time on the Talking Heads. Sports time. But before we get right into it, let me just, I got a couple of texts I missed. So I don't want to say I didn't read your text. This is a bad sweetheart. And the last one says, hey, Pearly, what is Anton and Sparky and the War Room crew expecting the PM to say tonight? Monroe will be sacked as the national security. But he's talking about crime. You never know. You never, ever know. He is talking about crime. Her Instagram because of the video she posted of herself. And what do you think about the whole Skip Bayless, Joy Taylor, and Samuel Acho? I'm not aware of the Skip Bayless. I'm not going to comment on that. I did hear about Angel Reese's post. I didn't see it, so I'm not quite sure what it was about. But if she took it down because it wasn't in good taste, and all, you know, all power to her. She didn't call and tell me anything, so when I reach out, I'll find out what's going on. Let's get to today in sports history. Today's Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. My grandmother would have been, she born in 1900, so she would have been 125 today. God rest her soul. Chicago, Illinois, the first tournament sanctioned by the American Bowling Congress was held in 1955. After 130 home basketball wins, Georgia Tech defeated Kentucky 59-58. It was the first Kentucky loss at home since January 1943. In 1957, you know I messed up, right? Pressed the wrong thing. In 1957, Jackie Robinson announced his retirement from Major League Baseball in an article that appeared in Look magazine. In 1957, Jackie Robinson announced his retirement from, printed it twice. In 1960, the NCAA men in New York and voted against reviving the unlimited substitution rule for college football. They met in New York. My apologies. The NCAA met in New York and voted against reviving the unlimited substitution rule for college football. In 1977, the cover of TV Guide was Super Bowl. In 1984, ABC purchased the remaining 85% of ESPN. In 1993, Michael Jordan of the Chicago Bulls became the 18th player in NBA history to reach 20,000 points. And in 1994, Dino Cicerelli of the Detroit Red Wings became the 19th player in NHL history to score 500 career points. Our sports quote of the day, it's a round ball and a round bat, but you got to hit it in square. You got to hit it square. Pete Rose, Cincinnati. That's interesting, you know. The baseball round, the bat round, they tell you hit it square. Wow. Y'all know about the TV Guide? Back in the day, every week a TV Guide was posted. You ain't gonna know how we get the TV Guide on the TV. You ain't had that. You go buy your TV Guide. Be coming on Channel 10, Channel ABC, Channel 7, which is NBC. Channel 4 was CBS. Channel 2 was TBS. You ain't had nothing other than that before cable. So you're gonna spoil. And then you had to go outside and you fix your antenna. And hold it. Hold it right there, right there, right there. Because the bin blowed antenna, a fraction of you don't get no coverage. And if it's a bad rainy day, you ain't watching no TV. Because you're pulling that signal all the way from Miami on the antenna. You know? So let's look at what's going on today in the local scene. Ah, boy. Strawn enters the transfer portal. Bahamian receiver caught 25 balls for 304 yards. That's the kid from Boise State. Okay, so he's going to be moving on. Bahamian sophomore wide receiver, Prince Strawn. He's going to move. He has 2 more years of eligibility left, so he's going to go into the transfer portal. Y'all know this NIL thing, name, image, likeness program that is allowing now the players to receive funds. So you may have, like how he said, boys, he said, University of Miami, by interest, says, listen, we could guarantee you $1 million or $2 million in NIL. He can pack up and go, so he should do well. Johnstone secures top finish in international equestrian. Okay. And Higgs obtains a U.S. Soccer B license. Jared Higgs. Great coach, my grandson. Great guy. Great coach. Congratulations. He really loves the game of football. We call it a soccer. And he's really good with the kids. And if you're interested in learning your child to learn how to play soccer, that's the guy you want to take him to. That's the guy you want to take him to. He brings other soccer players to work with him. And he does a really good job, and he's a smart kid. Yeah, he went to SAC too. I ain't gonna tell anybody that though. But he's a good kid. Good kid. And I would recommend that if you want to learn soccer, get in contact with him. Pick up the Guardian, you see it every day, and reach out to him. And you'll learn something. Your kids will learn a lot about soccer because he knows the game. He's a man you find, but that's a different story. Pearly, I bet you the Prime Minister will talk about climate change tonight. Well, the newspaper say he's talking about crime and the cost of living, the economy and crime. But he might bring up climate change. Because it's cold. Pearly, if they want to see real inter-house track and field, tell them please come out and watch the soccer's compete in competition or tomorrow's sports day. Wow, at the Sports Center? Yeah, you can see some good stuff. You can see some good stuff. Big red machine in the house. That should be good. So, interesting weekend coming up. Interesting weekend for football. College football playoffs start on Friday. Okay. You got Notre Dame and Penn State on Friday. And then Texas and Ohio State on Saturday, if I'm correct. Was it Thursday and Friday? It's all right. Friday and Saturday, I'm pretty certain. All right. So you got, what time are they playing? I can't remember. I did see it earlier, you know. Okay, You've got Notre Dame at Penn State. Well, really not Penn State. That's the Orange Bowl in Miami. Hey, Big Chief, you really ain't calling to tell me what you do them tickets to you because I know you was planning to see in Georgia in Orange Bowl. But you're ducking. You're ducking, brother. You're ducking. So that's tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Orange Bowl. And then on Friday night, you've got Ohio State and Texas at the Cotton Bowl. That's in Texas, I think I remember. They got the Cotton Bowl for the championship, and I think the championship is the week after that. So that's two pretty good games. I like Notre Dame in that one, and I like Ohio State in the other one, and I like Notre Dame taking it all. And then Saturday, the NFL playoffs begin, the wild card rounds. You had the Chargers at Houston at 4:30 on Saturday, and the Pittsburgh Steelers will play the Ravens for a third on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, you got three games. Beginning at 1 o'clock, you get the Denver Broncos at the Buffalo Bills, the Green Bay Packers at the Philadelphia Eagles, and then the Washington Commanders travel down to Tampa Bay. And your last Monday night game will be the Minnesota Vikings at the Los Angeles Rams. So you can watch football tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Get your fix. Because within a month, all this can be gone. And you can be waiting for September to come back around again. So get your fix in. Callie, you on the air.
Well, Lee Seymour.
My brother, what's happening?
Yeah, man. Everything blessed. To the lady. Man, the Bingaman people say that after the 2002 election, after the 2007 election, after the 2012 election, after the 2017 election, after the 2021 election.
What they say?
They tired of. Look what you get when you're tired of what you had. they say that after every election.
But listen.
They're saying now, look what you get after you're tired, voting the same thing over and over and looking for different results. That's the new thing. But first, talking sports, man. I ain't talking about that.
Okay.
Which group that was in jumping?
Roots. Roots, yeah. That's the second time they bring it out. They brought it out before, but 10 years ago, maybe longer.
It looked good, man.
I thought they looked really good. I thought they did a really good. The first time they did it, I was disappointed in them. But this time, I thought they really produced it, man.
They did a good job, man. I see why they come second next to us, the Saxons.
But everybody is Saxons now.
Congratulations to all Saxonists. What made it possible to bring the Saxons to be on Boxing Day and New Year's Day.
Four in a row.
Everyone who contributed, as me, just outside looking in.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate you all and thank you all for the four wins.
So you just a Saxon fan, you don't rush?
No, I don't really rush enough, but I'm a Saxon for life.
How long you been a Saxon fan? I hope you in that joint since they've been 4 in a row.
No, man, my old lady born in Mason's Addition.
Okay, all right.
Call the corner.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so my roots, they're Bob Land there, so I was a Saxon from birth.
I got you, understood.
Yeah, well, what happened last night, man? The Lakers, man, three starters out. The Bohemian boy, Clay Thompson, try kill you all the trees.
Muff. Why are you trying to upset me?
I kill you all. Hello.
Why are you upsetting me, Muff?
Yeah, boy. But then don't worry. The Miami had to take Buddy Hield. He had to take care of them. You know, we saw it after losing that double overtime.
I know what you mean.
We had to make up for that. You know? But
But everybody played last night. You know, LeBron only had one little 18. Hachimura again, he scored number 6. Davis at 21. Reeves at 15. Christie at 12, Finney Smith at 11, Kinnick at 13.
Well, Pearly, I have a two-part question for you.
Uh-huh.
Do you think the Lakers should have traded Gabe Vincent instead of D. Russell?
I would have traded both, to be honest with you.
Both, yeah, I agree, too. But D. Russell is playing a little better than Gabe Vincent, man. That's foolishness what he's doing last night. And the other part of the question is, how you see Dorian Fitty Smith fitting in now, and that's only 5 games he done played so far. How you see he looking now at the Lakers?
What did he do last night?
Huh?
How many points he had last night? He had 11 points in 28 minutes. Three rebounds. It's a little early, you know. It's a little early. But he looked like he getting some playing time, and then he might fit in. He still got to learn the system and get some chemistry with the team.
Yeah, you got to get adjusted and learn the system.
Yeah, but I wasn't mad at getting him. I was fine with getting him.
Yeah, I guess he's all right player. He's an average player, a 50% player.
Yeah.
But I agree with Naughty yesterday, you know, with that Pittsburgh call and text. So he ain't called from that day. But y'all could be 0-5 after Saturday night.
Listen.
You ain't nothing happening for you. I tell my neighbor if he's watching the game by me Saturday night, be sure. He said, yeah, he could be right there because I do him in good Saturday night. But he get me back Sunday when we ain't make the playoff.
But clearly,
when I didn't see 14-0, I didn't say, yeah, Carson Wentz, he ain't ready. He ain't gone. I didn't say we lose that. But when I see 21-0, I say, and then you got a Big Chief ain't calling yet. Big Chief had a rough week, you know. The Bulldogs get blowed. The Kansas City Chief get blowed 38-0.
Well,
Big Chief right now.
There was talk saying Kansas City said they sell that game out. They bench everybody to sell the game out.
I could believe that.
And I put that out there, but when I heard from Big Chief, I started to believe that. I hope Big Chief just like traveling and can't get through because I really don't believe that his mouth ain't as hard as it was a couple of weeks ago when he was predicting all these wins.
Yeah.
You know, but I told my colleague at work and I told my girlfriend, who are both Pittsburgh Steelers fans, you know, look good, but when you come to the last season, you can lose at least 3 of the last 4 games.
Yeah, because I tell him too. I tell my neighbor and my boyfriend, when Baltimore, the Eagles, and Kansas City, I tell him they are going 0-3. When he tell me for Cincinnati Saturday night, I say, Joe Burrow's how he looking right now, and then trying to play for playoff spot. Ain't nothing happening. You're not again tonight. I say Henry go for over 100. I say Lamar, the Flowers, unlikely. They go for over 300 yards on Saturday night.
Wow.
So, Pearly,
wait, listen,
again,
then you
one,
back
you
into the...
What's happening with your friends? Because you'll be hot after they lose. Right, go on.
You're Muff jinxing me. Muff, don't do that, man. But seriously, Steelers, I don't know. You back into the playoffs. Remember Philly back into the playoffs and get sent home right away. It's hard to back in and with a losing thing and turning that around because people figured you out already. And it ain't Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has done a pretty good job. You need another wide receiver. You need another outside wide receiver. You don't have enough. And all you do is you shut down your double team Pickens and you're hurting the whole team. Simple as that. Call you on there.
Hey, Boyles, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up? I'm right here.
This is Derek, man. This is your old 49er, buddy, here, man.
Hey,
what's going on?
49er, how you doing, man? But you can see, you and Naughty sitting in the loser's lounge together. I's an absolute grind, dude. He drinking his little JD. What you drinking?
I drink my Monkey Shoulder whiskey, man.
Okay, all right. Naughty can bring the cigars.
Yeah. Well, it was a rough year, buddy.
It was a rough year. But, you know,
it was a rough year,
the
buddy.
Good thing with football is you put this behind and you look forward to next year.
Yeah.
And injuries, really,
what
injuries
was,
are too. Go ahead.
When I was in the Big Chief, when I was in my good buddy Big Chief, right? Big Chief doesn't sound like he about for sure.
Man, they bench everybody.
He was open. They're
afraid that they're losing
Joe Burrow.
Boy, I want to hear his explanation. I really anxious to hear his explanation.
Any chance of seeing Joe Burrow. That's what happened.
I done send but 10 different messages. I'm waiting on him. He can call. Eventually, he can call.
Listen.
I'm listening.
We didn't get Juan Soto signed, right? Especially in the baseball now. But, boy, you see how we're using that money?
Oh, you mean the Yankees?
Oh, you're building a pretty good team there, bud.
You mean your Yankees?
My Yankees, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like what they're doing, you know. I really do like what they're doing. They're putting some nice pieces together. You have a nice solid team that can play some fundamental baseball. Because in Cody Bellinger in center field, that solidifies your defense. That solidifies your defense. Yeah. And he's a solid defensive outfielder. He's got a decent bat. I like you picking up Goldschmidt. That's a great pickup for first base. All right, you're moving Jazz to second. That's a good move. Now you need to find a third baseman. Arenado might be there. You never know.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you signed Free. Was it Free? I think you got from Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Free. I'm glad. The closer, that's the way.
I'm familiar
with that Williams fella as a closer too much, man.
Was it Chicago? I think it's Chicago. Best closer in baseball.
Best closer in baseball.
Really good last year. Really good. The Dodgers tried to get him. The Dodgers wanted him. Really good closer.
I had my eyes on that little young fella from Oakland.
Yeah. But no, Williams, you ain't losing Williams. The only other player I would have taken over him might have been Tanner Scott, who was with the Marlins, and the Padres got him last year. And Tanner Scott out there, the Dodgers probably end up with him.
All right.
But no, that's a good pickup. Goldschmidt is a good pickup. You're looking for a third baseman. I like the fact that you get Freed. I'm glad Freed out of the National League because he's the handcuff of the Dodgers every time. I'm happy for that.
Does he give you all that egg?
Yeah, man. Him and Garrett Cole, that's a good 1-2 punch y'all got there. I like what the Yankees do. Hopefully, we'll see another Yankee-Dodger World Series.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, we need to come back.
It could be the same results, but it'd be good to be there.
No, this time around, we got to get something.
Rookie Sasaki, the Mets, the Yankees, the Padres, the Dodgers. There's another team looking at him. I understand he has a second meeting with the Dodgers this week. I think after Wednesday, the 15th. If he coming to LA on the 15th, he ain't coming out. They can hold him in there. He ain't getting no bell. He can be right there.
Well, he did say he idolized Masahiro Tanaka, so Tanaka used to pitch for us, so he might just go with us.
It's a possibility if he wants to go on the East Coast. If he wants to stay in the West Coast, it could be between the Dodgers and the Padres. Now, the problem with the Padres is now the Padres having a big fight. The sister trying to take over the daddy dead. Now, the sister trying to take over the team, and the brother, he said the brother them can squander the team and race it away. And they happen to name Sasaki in this fight. That don't look too good. I don't know if they're still in the running, sir, because you don't know what the state of the Padres can be after this big battle that they can have in court.
Easy, I go.
We'll see. You know.
I'll be tuning. I have my case of popcorn ready for the weekend.
Oh, that's a good weekend of football. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Stay right home and chill. Weekend. Yeah. All right, brother. Take care, man. Good to hear your voice.
Peace, everybody.
Okay. If you find that big chief under that rock you think he's hiding under, those shower curtains will be home. Russell Wilson, tries his best. This is Pearly. It's a Guardian Radio Wednesday. Talking Heads. 96.9 FM. We'll be back right after these quick messages.
NRG is nutrition. Check out our world-famous smoothies, signature quinoa dishes. We have the best salad and breakfast fit for a king and his queen. Open for breakfast, lunch, and now dinner. Each order is made with love and the highest quality ingredients and is nutritionally balanced. Visit any of our three locations. Old Fort Bay, open until 7:30 p.m. West Bay Street and Gladstone Road in the Monroe's Complex, open until 4 p.m. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at NRG Bahamas. NRG, nutrition ready to go.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Pender Skying, a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
I really like their series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pender Tile.
The KFC Chicken Experts have done it again with the new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich, featuring a large 100% premium 120-gram white meat filet topped with cheddar cheese, smoky bacon, lettuce, tomato, and tangy red onions, all drizzled with ranch sauce and served on a toasted brioche bun. Choose original recipe or spicy, but don't wait. This mouthwatering masterpiece is only here for a limited time and only at your favorite KFC. The new Kentucky Mesquite Chicken Sandwich at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl. 0.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. The bona fire banner we got, Babylon and the free talk, could have never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. The way goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid.
And welcome back to Talking Heads Wednesday on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So good to be here with you as we get into a few minutes. Caller, you are on the air. Caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Pearly.
Yes, sir.
I hear you saying what this bird needs. So what the dolphin need?
Everything.
All right, then. I just
the Dolphins, the Dolphins need interior offensive linemen. The Dolphins need interior defensive linemen. The Dolphins need a wide receiver. The Dolphins need linebacker. The Dolphins definitely need safeties.
So you think your boy Caceria, the hail fellow?
You know what? It don't matter to me, but if I had a choice, see you later, alligator, after a while, crocodile. Because you done upset the locker room. Things you say, hurt fellas in the room. I expect brothers to trust you when you talking like that. But the problem with that is the most the Dolphins may be able to get from is a third rounder, maybe a late second rounder. Maybe a third and a sixth or something like that. Is it worth it? I mean, but you'll save $15 million where you can buy some other players.
I hear you.
You know, but Dolphins, I know. See, what everything.
All right. I just, all
right. Take care, my brother. See, I ain't shame, you know. I'm a real fan. I ain't a fan that aren't realistic about what's going on and what the things happening in my team. My Dolphins need work. You know, I'll keep my head coach and see what happens. If you don't do something this year, see you later. Carly on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Burley, what's happening?
Hey, right there. What's up, bro?
You really biased, you know.
How I biased?
You call every position the Dolphins need, but you ain't call quarterback.
Because we don't need a new quarterback.
That was supposed to be the first thing you called.
No.
That was supposed to be the first thing
you
called.
I keep asking you, replace him with who?
Listen, I told you, Naughty. I told you, Naughty, from the beginning, right? How could you hire two of the fastest fellas in football?
Uh huh.
You got Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Uh huh.
And you got a man like Tua as a quarterback and can't throw half of the field.
But wait, I don't know where you get that from because the Dolphins.
You need a quarterback.
Let's be real. Tua
I don't blame Tyreek Hill for wanting to leave.
The last season in 2023, the Dolphins led the league in offense. Tua was hitting Waddle, Hill. They were killing people cheering.
He was hitting them from what range? What range?
20, 30 yards and 20 more.
Yards, 20 yards.
That's the rule. And more.
Okay.
And much more.
That's minimum.
That's how they measure it. Over 20 yards. He was hitting 40-yard shots, 50-yard shots. He showed you he had an arm. Your problem is, and I don't blame you, don't like it anymore, but the bottom line is, The bottom line is we see just how vulnerable the Dolphins are when he's not playing.
I don't blame Tyreek Hill for not wanting to stay there. I don't blame Tyreek Hill is a winner, man. He's a winner.
Tyreek Hill, what he brings to the table, he brought to the table, say he came there saying he liked it. He came and said Tua was the man. And because he didn't make the playoffs this year,
Yeah, but he is disappointed that Tua can't
stay
healthy.
Then say that, but don't tell me you're doing it for your family because it ain't about your family because you're getting the money.
No, he's disappointed because Tua can't stay
healthy.
That
ain't what he said. He said, I make the playoffs. Then get on the management to bring a proper offensive line to protect Tua.
But he's disappointed because Tua can't stay healthy.
I hear you, brother, and all I'm saying is get rid of Leon Eichenberg. Get rid of them dead linemen and bring some proper offensive linemen who can protect the man.
Yeah, because we got a good running team.
We got a decent run, but we couldn't run the ball this year. We couldn't run the ball. Look at our running, 2.7 yards a carry. That's what kind of running that is. Achan looked good because he was getting a lot of swing passes and a lot of dump offs out of the backfield to run. But our running game sucked because our offensive linemen terrible.
Our offensive line sucked. And our defense sucked.
I credit we did lose Fields
and Jupp. The defense sucked.
We did lose Fields and Bradley Jupp. We did lose our two best edge rushers. And we did lose a linebacker. Now hopefully they'll be back healthy next year. Hopefully we'll get a note. We did lose Chris Wilkins because we had the money to pay him.
Just like you almost said just now, the Dolphins need to be revamped.
The problem is if we have to make
save Waddle, save Mostert, save Achan, and what the boy name
28 Achan,
the Smith boys, Smith
and
boys,
Jono Smith.
Check on track. The team.
The problem with the Dolphins is if we decide to gut the team, then you got a Waddle who's in his prime. You got an Achan in the second year. You got a Jono Smith. You telling them, listen, we ain't worrying about you because we can take blows for another 4 or 5 years. I don't have a problem with that if I know in 3 years we have a competitive team, if we can be like a Detroit. But we too soft.
Yeah, but we're waiting too long. Another 3 years?
But you say gut the team.
Another 3 years?
You say gut the team. If you gut the team, that's what you can do. You're knocking yourself back 3 to 4 years.
No. When you bring in firepower.
You ain't got no money. You got five. You get right now.
Pro bowlers.
Right now, you got $10 million you can spend next year. 10. Then you can redo to a contract, which can give you another 15, so you're allowed to 25, which actually push all that money down, considering you saying he's injury-prone.
They shouldn't give him what they gave him in the first place.
No, who else? He gets exactly what he deserves because his numbers prove it. I don't have a problem paying players money, you know. If their numbers could give me to pay them.
But he can't stay healthy.
That's the problem because we can't protect him.
That's the biggest problem.
We can't protect him. Any quarterback can get hit.
He can't
how much quarterback you see is get hit like him?
He can't protect himself.
How many quarterbacks you see get? You see our Kansas City offensive line, the whole offensive line going to the Pro Bowl.
How many?
Yeah, none.
You know why? Because the quarterbacks are smart. They know how to get out of the box. They know how to scramble.
No,
and they know how to protect themselves.
No, because they got offensive linemen to protect them. The Kansas City
Lamar
Chiefs
Jackson is get hit.
He got an all-pro defensive lineman, second team.
Patrick Mahomes is
all-pro, all-pro. The four of his five offensive linemen are all-pros.
Okay.
Protection, he got the best place to protect him in. Give me one of them. Give me that kid out of Chicago. Give me some protection. Out of the 49ers. Give me some protection.
But you must admit, though, Tua don't have no game, though.
Tua has game. I think Tua has one
He don't have game.
Tua is one of the most accurate passes and most accurate passes in baseball.
What's his game?
His accuracy in passing. And the quickness he gets the ball out. And he can put it where it needs to be put. Ain't much can beat him doing that.
I don't know why you continue fighting for Tua.
The numbers don't lie.
Tua let you down this year.
No, Tua ain't let me down. McDaniels let me down because he didn't make the right adjustments because he knew that they were going to shut down Waddle and Hill. And he didn't make the right adjustments on time. When he finally realized he had to be hitting Jono Smith, it was too late.
Yeah.
Point. Yeah. Okay, brother. Be good. Thanks for the
all
call.
All right. Take care, Pearly.
Take care, man. Boy. Caller. You on the air, caller. How you doing?
Hello.
Listen to your phone, not...
Hello. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Listen to your phone, not your radio.
Yeah, man. Have you addressed the MVP yet?
No, they haven't announced the MVP yet. But
I mean, you.
No.
For the show, have you,
no,
have
no,
you
I haven't talked about it yet.
Anybody asked about it?
No.
Who's your pick for the MVP?
I like Lamar Jackson.
All right.
Or, so I'd be happy with him or Saquon Barkley.
pardon?
I'd be happy with him or Saquon Barkley.
Okay. So what's your argument for him?
I think what Saquon Barkley showed that the Giants gave up on him. Phillies took a gamble on him, and he gave me 2,000 yards rushing. He really did well. He was really probably the best running back in football this year. Lamar Jackson continued to put up the numbers.
So you know that everybody's the voters are gonna choose Allen just because he's white. You know that, right?
Josh Allen, eh? But you know what? If he gets it, it wouldn't bother me because he too put up good numbers.
Yeah, but I don't see how Omar could lose with the numbers he got.
Exactly. Now, if the voting come after the first round of the playoffs. Because most likely Josh Allen may get beat anyway. Lamar Jackson should get it.
I don't think the outcome of the first round should affect the voting, right?
No. I think the voting gets in before the playoffs start. So I'm going to be facetious when I say that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, man.
All right. So you like Lamar Jackson?
Oh yeah, I mean.
You're a Raven fan, are you just
black like, quarterback?
Oh, I got you. You sound like my
running one.
You sound like my daddy. I believe in Doug Williams. Why? Because he black.
Yeah, but
I understand.
Omar's the goat, man. The quarterback goat.
Yeah, I think he is. Mahomes. People try to give it to Mahomes, but I like Lamar Jackson. I think he's the complete quarterback.
Yeah.
Got a text here. What's it saying? Return to the league for 12 months. They don't got to do with sports. Maternity leave is 12 months in the UK. I see them talking about trying to take it to 20 weeks, from 12 weeks to 20 weeks. I don't know. My days of mining babies finish. Now, I'm for paternity leave. I'm definitely for paternity leave because I know what I went through when my kids were young. But let's get to the picks. Got a few minutes before we got an interesting final 15 right now. And you know, the talk of the town is what's going on with Tyreek Hill, and the talk of the town is will Tyreek Hill be traded? And there's a lot of talk about that. There is a lot of talk going on about that. So we're gonna go with I think we're talking with us Rich Eisen talking with the Commanders. Or Colin Cowherd talking about the Commanders. I can't remember what I said. Yeah, Colin Cowherd will be talking about the Commanders and the move that they made. So that should be pretty interesting. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk a little bit. The picks for tonight, we got tonight. Let's see. And not alone NBA tonight, there's NBA tonight. So, and some maybe some college. Okay, so we got the Wizards, Washington Wizards, at the Philadelphia 76ers. Even though Washington is doing a lot better, I like the Sixers. I don't like the spread, 11.5. I'll give the Sixers the money line. OKC Thunder, the Cleveland Cavaliers, 2.5 points. I'll take the Thunder and the points. Cavaliers are 2.5 point favorites. I'll take the Thunder and the points. Chicago Bulls at the Indiana Pacers. I like the Pacers and the money line for that. Toronto Raptors at the New York Knicks. I like the Knicks. I'll take a chance to get the Knicks and the points. I think the chance to get the next one. I like the Detroit Pistons over the Brooklyn Nets. Now, Detroit 9.5 point favorites. I don't know about the spread, but I'll give Detroit on the money line. Portland Trailblazers at the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans 1.5 point favorites. I like the Trailblazers. I like the Trailblazers either way, money line or points. Clippers at the Nuggets. Clippers are 1.5 point favorite. Nuggets still got a lot of injuries. I like the Clippers tonight. And those San Antonio Spurs are going to be at the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks are 4.5 point favorites. You know what? I take the Bucks and the points tonight. Number 9, Connecticut is playing Villanova tonight. That should be a pretty good game to watch. I'm not going to pick on that. Ole Miss should be at Arkansas. That should be a pretty good game. Alabama, number 5, at South Carolina should be a pretty good game. Gonzaga should have a pretty good game. I like the Texas A&M and Oklahoma game. And I like the Stanford, Virginia Tech game. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for the calls to Texas. Thanks for paying attention. I'll be back tomorrow. The Talking Heads Thursday. Naughty will be back on Friday. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be safe out there. Stay warm. And have a great day.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, hosted by Earl the Pearl, on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People not fire, but now we
can. He is joining us here.
Thanks, man.
On a Tuesday, my friend.
Happy belated.
Thank you. By the way, Mark gave me a pre-birthday present. It was his own brand of tequila.
Mezcal.
Yes.
Mezcal Campante.
Way to
go. He liked it. He didn't even try it yet.
No, that's not it. I am not by choice a tequila drinker, sure. But I told my wife, I said, I'm going to change. I'm going to give that a shot.
New year, new me.
Thank you.
There we go.
New year, new me. I love that. So you had the Commanders. I want a Mark Sanchez story. So here's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
It's the regular season. Woo! Yeah, there's no more Giants.
Sure.
Now it's Tampa, a team that Baker Mayfield and the Bucs are number one in the league in third down conversions. You may be sitting watching chunks of the game.
That's right.
That Bucs roster, Mark's got a lot of playoff experience. Yours doesn't have any. Take me back to the Mark Sanchez first playoff run.
Yeah, I think most importantly, rookie quarterback on the road in the playoffs. I mean, that's all I knew, because a guy named Tom Brady and the New England Patriots were winning the division, so we had to go on the road quite a bit. And most importantly, when the stage and the atmosphere and everything gets bigger around you, your focus has to narrow. You hear Mike Tomlin talking about that hyper-focus and a singular focus. That's where he has to get. And it's fundamentals that win these games, the turnover battle, you know, having a run game, having your defense really step up. Remember, we had an excellent defense in New York, top five each year. One of them, I think they were top of the league. And so when you have that understanding what that gives you as a quarterback, you might steal a possession or two because your guys will get you the ball back.
Yeah.
Right. Or they're going to be playing so well. Like, it's okay to go three and out and punt. Just don't give the ball away. My issue with the Commanders is that defense played 75 snaps last week. Like, they were grinding in a game trying to beat the Cowboys on the road, which was essentially kind of meaningless because Atlanta ends up losing. Now, they don't know because the games are at the same time, but a defense has a lot to recover from. So I think that's a factor. I think for a young quarterback and Cliff Kingsbury, just like Brian Schottenheimer did for me, get him completions early. Get them on a hot start. Get them to go 3 for 3, whether it's just easy stuff underneath to the halfbacks, Eckler out of the backfield, Zach Ertz, safe target for Jaden Daniels. We had Dustin Keller, Jericho Cotchery. We'd hand the ball off to Thomas Jones. Like, those were easy plays to start the game and get hot. I think that's really important. And then the biggest matchup to me, if you're talking their offense, Jaden Daniels, is the center. Biotish, remember, he was the fourth rounder from Dallas in 2020.
Yeah.
They parted ways with him. He goes to the Commanders. Dallas would love to have him back.
Right.
Okay, he was supposed to take over for Travis Frederick, a legend, Cowboys O-line, known for having all those great centers anchoring those O-lines all the way back to Gerard. I mean, you name it. So this team is going to have a guy who's been banged up the last couple weeks, Biotish, with an ankle injury, going against Vita Vea all game. I mean, Vita Vea is listed at 350. That was probably his combine weight.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
My man, especially after the holidays, that's a load now. That's like a Winnebago parked in front of the center. That is hard to move.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big issue for them in the interior part of the pocket, being able to run the ball. And then the next guy I'm looking at is Winfield. Winfield's 50-50 on the Bucs defense as safety. Love Antoine Winfield Jr. He basically got him in the playoffs last year and won him the division on like a strip sack or whatever, or on a strip fumble near the goal line. So this guy is a big deal in the back end for Todd Bowles. But once again, rookie quarterback, great defensive coordinator on the road. That's a tall order.
I want you to go. So Sam Darnold had a brand, and he was athletic, great kid, reckless, big moment shrink. Then he has this year. But the way our brains work, and then against Detroit, it's ugly, and we all go, okay, this is what it is. And that's unfair, but that's what it is.
Sure.
Now we go to a Rams game, and I said this earlier. Everybody can lose, and it's fine. But if Sam struggles, now all of a sudden we're like, okay, the stakes are high, and there's Sam. So, again, maybe go back to you. He has been on a heater. Nobody denies Kevin O'Connell and the receiving corps don't get credit. But all of a sudden, do you think Sam kind of going back, seeing some ghosts and not struggling going against the Rams, thinking, uh-oh, I lost my fastball a little bit?
I wouldn't say that. I think that's more of a fan natural reaction and recency bias because of this most recent game. But some of the biggest factors leading into this week for Sam are, you know, that last week felt like a playoff game. On the road,
no question.
That was the most chaotic environment he's probably seen all year. Maybe Seattle on the road, wet, loud, you know, just tough defense. Like, that was a tough one, and he pulled it out on the road. Well, this one, divisional opponent, familiar opponent, that was a hard one. He's been on the road, went toe-to-toe with the Rams earlier in the year. You know how SoFi can get until, you know, they're in the Super Bowl. I don't know if it's going to be packed with Rams fans.
Right.
The Rams might be on a silent cadence at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, you know, you might hear the Skol chant quite a bit.
Yeah.
With some people from Minnesota looking for nice weather right now. So I think that's a huge factor. I think he's coming home. He gets to be back in front of his family and friends. You always play great, it feels like, when your family and friends are there. You got to step it up a little bit, find a way to figure out some of these throws and whatever. But you saw these are like the clutch plays he made on the road in the rain to Justin Jefferson against a good Seattle defense. He did it against the Packers. I mean, there's plenty of good tape. I think if we're talking about his inconsistency early, that really got him behind the chains. And then we're talking off by like 2 inches, 3 inches on about 4 throws early in the game. First and second quarter that really shaped the game. And then the Lions kind of ran away with it. Those 4 throws to Hockenson on the sideline, Addison in the end zone. I mean, we're talking tiny, tiny margins here of a completion, a touchdown versus incompletion, punt, field goal, whatever it is. So I think familiar opponent, these guys know each other's system. One of the interesting matchups for me is the defense for the Rams, Chris Shula. He goes against a system very similar to this all the time and has to do it against Matthew Stafford and 2 premier receivers. In Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. So that familiarity of those systems, what's going to be the counter? You know, what's he going to show that you know and you're going to jump the route and then boom, there he goes right behind you. So I think this kind of chess match, this one's going to be fun. Remember, the Vikings had a chance to win it on the last drive of the game.
Yep.
Last time they were here, yep. Face mask, not called, whatever.
Yep.
Okay, fine. You know, that's going to be the kind of game. I think it could potentially be a shootout. That'd be fun for Sammy.
A guy you don't cover a ton because it's AFC, but I said this year that Buffalo and Baltimore seem like the best versions that Josh and Lamar have had.
Mm-hmm.
Now Lamar's got Zay Flowers, a real go, you know, he's a get up the field guy. He has Mark Andrews. Now he's got Derrick Henry. And Buffalo, now finally Josh has James Cook at receiver. Kincaid's a terrific tight end. I version of it. But these teams just keep underachieving in spots. And I want you to talk about the pressure. You were in New York. There's pressure. And then there's playoff pressure.
Sure.
And you've been in buildings with this sort of stuff. Is how does a Buffalo or Baltimore not think about the previous 5 years? How do you get that out?
Once again, you put the phone down, you know.
Phone down.
Hunker down in your building. Trust the coaches. Trust the players around you. Those are the only narratives that matter.
Okay.
And there has to be that laser type focus. When you get into those moments, once again, fundamentals, ball control, time of possession, you know, field position, all those things matter.
Simplicity.
Yes. And as the stakes get bigger, you always have to go back to my fundamentals. The field is the same size. We're using the same kind of ball. It's the same rules. Okay, other than overtime. So let's brush up on those.
And you're talking
into this. Yeah, of course. And brush up on those overtime rules just in case. You know what I mean? That's important. Do you want the ball? Do you not want the ball?
Interesting.
You know, it matters. Are you going to touch the ball no matter what or not? I think that's huge. Might want to walk through that. I think the coaches will do that, right. You know, so we don't end up with a San Francisco situation.
Right.
So, listen, those kind of things matter. And, you know, once again, on the outside, until you get over that hump, until you win that game against Mahomes or in the championship game and get to the Super Bowl, then it's you have some doubt. But these players, I mean, come on. They're in this position because they don't doubt a thing. They trust themselves. They trust their coaches. They trust their preparation. And if you don't, you wouldn't be where they're at.
Eagles-Packers is one of the marquee games this weekend. Philadelphia, to me, is the most stacked roster. Green Bay is really good, but now they've lost their over-the-top receiver, Christian Watson. In a game like this, A.J. Brown, Philly's got their over-the-top guy, Green Bay. So, Mark, you've got film. Let's talk about how Jordan Love's mentality could change a little bit, knowing I don't have one of my – you know, I always say in the playoffs, It's nice to get an occasional freebie. Not everything can be a 12-play drive. Sometimes it's, like, nice to go over the top.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think when you talk about the loss of Watson, I think it's a factor. I don't know if it's a major factor in that, you know, he was there, what, sixth in receptions, third in yards. So, of course, he was a big play guy. But I think with Reed, Kraft, some of the other players, Dobbs, who they have, I think they're going to be fine, especially if they ride that run game like Jacobs can do. Like, he provides a lot of cover for Jordan Love, who's nursing the injury I'm looking at more than that is the groin injury to Jordan Love. I think that, you know, every time you throw, it just keeps aggravating the injury. So it's a soft tissue thing, and until you fully rest it, it's going to be a problem. So does that lead to anything? I don't know. We'll find out. I think really one of the key matchups is out on the edge. When you talk big play receiver in A.J. Brown and then defender Keyshawn Nixon, remember, the Packers lose Jair Alexander. He's been on IR. And so without a premier corner like that, you got to get a little more exotic with your coverages. You got to mix some stuff up. So here's some clips of A.J. Brown, 5 underneath defenders, and he shreds it. But look at how aggressive Keyshawn Nixon plays in his cover too. I mean, that guy's going to jump some routes. He's going to take some chances, and he's got some great football skills to get his hands on the ball. Then, okay, well, let's play him in man-to-man. Well, holy smokes, you got to guard this big sucker in man-to-man all the way across the field and then look at him run after catch. But watch this guy play man-to-man. Keyshawn Nixon plays through the football. That's one of the hardest routes to cover, a shallow cross route all the way across the field. And then, of course, A.J. Brown in traffic, contested catch, makes the catch, in traffic, contested catch. This guy plays through the ball. So that, to me, is going to be a monster matchup. I want to see
a risky,
you know,
corner.
Yeah.
And really one of the elite players in the league on the outside.
100%. And if you look at that Philly offense, the offense runs through Saquon Barkley. Okay. It's a run first team. That offensive line has established that mentality. They own the line of scrimmage. That's what they'd love to do 30 to 40 times a game. That'd be great. Well, if you got to throw it, it runs through A.J. Brown. Is he doubled or is he singled? That tells me right there where I'm going with the football. If he's singled, you better watch out. He's going to be potentially my first progression, and I'm going to have eyes on him. If he's doubled, now we got to make some moves. Some other guys are going to have to make some plays for me. So I think what you're going to see from Halfley, the defensive coordinator in Green Bay, is some exotic forms of cover two. So the reason you can't just line up and play cover two against the Eagles is because they got a run game. It's really hard to stop the run with two high safeties. Cornerbacks actually have run responsibility and contain in cover two. It's not just pass responsibility. I'd rather have some bigger guys get down in there and play the run because you need hats on the football when Saquon's running the ball. He rarely gets tackled by one guy. So how are you going to do that? You either take one of those guys out of the field, or what Halfley has done, he's done this invert cover two, and he has these exotic ways to get there. So he brings the safeties down out of the middle of the field, brings them on the edge, and they end up moving to the corner position, and the corners fly out of there at the snap. They present to you something, and then they give you something else once you snap the ball. The corners go back and play half the field. So I have a really good clip of how they did it against San Francisco. Remember, run game, good receivers on the edge. This is how they played against the San Francisco 49ers earlier in the year. So watch this clip. First of all, he's going to show you what some of these great coordinators show you across the league. Seven guys on the line of scrimmage. Flat top look by the back end. Look at all the DBs. Look at the backers. They're mugged up in the A-gap. But no, they're going to drop out. So they're going to present you something, a problem blitz-wise, and then they're going to shift the coverage. So these four guys on top, that looks like zero to me, Colin. That looks like there's no help man-to-man across the board. And as soon as you snap this football, watch where everybody goes. You see those corners fly from their position and go back to the middle of the field, and they're splitting the field in half. So now these are the half players when usually they're the flat defenders. So this is tough to see as a quarterback sometimes unless you are really dialed in. Now you got your five defenders underneath. If you do decide to run the ball, those guys are going to have to make plays. Those safeties that came up on the line of scrimmage, they're going to have to make plays. And that's Saquon Barkley's area underneath in the pass game. You got to rally and tackle that guy. So I think the confusion, especially if you're not going with Jalen Hurts, or if you are, he's got to be dialed into that depending on his concussion or whatever. Either Pickett or Tanner McKee, both, you know, younger players, not a ton of experience to see how Halfley draws up a defensive plan for a guy like Barkley and a coordinator like Kellen Moore, who's incredible. He's done a fantastic job this year.
What's interesting, we got about a minute, 2 minutes left, is what's interesting, if you go back to the first piece of video, is Eric Mangini has told me this for years. You go into games, you don't have it all figured out. Some of this stuff is who wins the corner receiver battle.
Yep.
And your takeaway is you got a guy that's going to take risks.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you got a guy that's like, I'll punish you if you. So my take on this is you're going to see this is a big play game.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're missing one of your big splash players, potentially Watson, right? He's done for the year. So who's going to have that explosive? You know, the rushing attempts, completions, those things are going to factor in.
You got two A-backs.
That's
multiple
right.
Top receivers. This is a splash game.
Yeah, these are this one in the Rams game, I'm pretty excited about. Like, off as an offensive guy and then wanted to see how these coordinators, you know, design something to throw them off, and then what's the counter in the third quarter. You know, that's really why we tune in. But this is like the best 5 days of football, I think,
and
right?
You knew when you were quarterbacking, there were defenses you're like, oh, they're going to take risks. Was it easier for you than to die? I threw a pick. This is what they do. They're high risk.
I think, well, once we tightened down in the playoffs, the interceptions went way down.
Yes.
And I think the game plan was so streamlined. We knew our identity. We knew what we wanted to get to.
Right.
And our contingency plan was, if they come after us, we have to have a plan. Versus cover zero, I need something. And that's not always a shot down the field. It could be a quick catch and run. And these are the moments where it's the extra strain, the extra receiver block to spring Jacobs for a long run, to spring Barkley for a long run with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith sticking their head in there and hitting one of those safeties trying to come up and play run. That's going to be the difference, because margin for error in the league in general is pretty small. In the playoffs, it's, minuscule. So this is going to be it's going to be big.
Great stuff today. Nick Wright, Mark Sanchez. Hi, everybody. It's me, Uncle Colin. So
and though they try to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me bona fire, pan a weak at Babylon and the free.